Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm ready for the weekend, are you? Oh, this is amazing new film. You know I'm not really into films, but I just stumbled across this stroke of genius, which is coming out in March 2010. I need to tell you about this in a minute. I'm bursting with excitement for this film.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't get like that about films, do I?
No, really not.
Not since Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus have I been this excited about a movie. Tell you in a minute. Going to play Wham as well, because it's Christmas and that. And Jay Sean and Cheryl Cole. Now, we're doing Moyles' show next week. For Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Christmas Eve. And something big is going to happen. By the end of those 4 days on the Chris Moyles show, one of us will go.
Go where?
Go.
Go, go?
Go, leave.
Go, go, not that sort of go, go. Go, no, go, as go, in go, go off. Off.
By the end of next week, 4 will become 3. But which one of us will have to go?
Well,
find out next week on the Chris Moore show with Scott Mills.
Hmm? I suspect it's not you.
You don't know that.
It's going to be me.
You don't know that.
Speak.
Hmm. Should we take it to deadlock?
You can't decide that in advance, can you?
Oh, okay. I'll decide on the day.
And how long are you going to leave between when you go and the person going is?
More than Dermot did on the X Factor final.
23 seconds,
yeah,
I reckon?
At least.
Mm.
Yeah. So
that's something to look forward to then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Losing my job before Christmas.
That's right. Find out which one of us goes next week when we do this show in the morning from 6:30 every day.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
We're talking about this a while ago. Sean off of Bath has been on my email saying, you were talking a while ago about people that clap at the end of films in the cinema. Well, he went to see Avatar last night, and it was full, as it would be, because it's like a hot new film. And at the end, nearly everybody in the cinema broke into applause for about 3 minutes at the end. He says, it's so weird. Have any of your other listeners seen Avatar, and did they feel the need to clap at the end? Did they think James Cameron could hear them? I know.
That is really strange when people do that in the cinema,
yeah,
isn't it?
It only happens on certain films, but obviously Avatar is one of them. If someone's clapped at Avatar where you are, I just think it's weird clapping in the cinema.
Do you think one person does it and then everyone else, they're clapping,
suit.
I might as well.
It's a bit like clapping when a plane lands. Why?
Oh, you do fly normal planes then, not in first class. I can't imagine they clap in first class.
Going first class.
Shows you're a man of the people if you get on a plane where they clap.
Shut up. Right, so there's this hot new film, which is out in March next year, which me and my flatmate are very excited about. Basically, the story is, it's a group of blokes, right? And they're a bit bored, and they want something to do.
Right.
What do you do when you're bored and you want something to do? That's right, you find a hot tub.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Am I going to like this film?
Yeah.
You don't think it's a little weird, a bunch of guys just piling up in a big bathtub together?
It's called male bonding, okay? Haven't you even seen Wild Hogs?
So they're all in the hot tub. And then something pretty weird happens. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what it is?
Wonder what that noise was.
They see loads of people dressed up in 80s clothes. Guess what's happened?
Must be some kind of hot tub time machine.
That's right. It's Hot Tub Time Machine. That sounds like it should be amazing. Do you not think?
Sounds brilliant.
So it does.
They get in the hot tub and then travel back to time.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, but there's never been a hot tub time machine before.
Well, no, because surely all the water would fall out.
Well, there's been, like, you know, we've had police box, we've had DeLorean car. What better things are there in life than hot tubs and time travel? And now, some genius has put them together in a film. How brilliant is that?
Hot tub time machine.
Could I text you later?
Now, let me just explain this bit. In the film, obviously, they're from the present day, but then they're time travelling in the hot tub. But there are loads of, like, different examples of where the 80s people who don't understand what they're saying, because obviously they're from the present day, and the 80s people are from the 80s. So things like texting,
and they didn't have text.
Texting and, like, the internet, they don't know what it is, and it leads to just hilarious consequences.
Hot tub time machine.
Could I text you later?
Wait, what?
Are you online at all?
I have no idea what you're saying.
How do I get a hold of you?
Come find me.
That just sounds exhausting.
Possibly the best title for a film ever as well.
Hot tub time machine.
I can't wait. Gotta wait till March.
Hot tub time machine.
Let me know if you think that sounds like a brilliant film, because I am all over that. I really am.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, if anyone ever says to you, all I want for Christmas is you, they are lying. They do still want a present. Do not fall into that trap. Right, imagine for a second that you are actually going out with Mariah Carey. She's like, oh, all I want for Christmas is you, darling. And then it comes to Christmas Day. You don't get her anything. There's nothing for Mariah to open. She will be livid. Like, where's my present? What, you said all I want for Christmas? I don't care. You're fired. That was Mariah Carey on Radio 1. It's 10 to 5 with Scott. She's the kind of person that would fire her boyfriends, wouldn't she? Monday is coming up in 10 minutes. Floor fillers at 6 tonight. Loads of questions now about the transfer window and what it all means. Well, basically, you can't dump somebody after 9 o'clock tonight for the entire festive season because it's too cruel. Like John and Doncaster's been on. He's a bit worried. Beware, by the way, if you are going out with somebody called John from Doncaster, because he's thinking of ending it. He's saying that he wants to end it now, but he can't because the window's closing. So he's going to have to wait till after Christmas. Do I still have to get her a present? Absolutely. You might dump her on the 2nd when the window opens again, but until now, you've got to get her a present. That's the rules. Just don't spend too much.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, pal. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you saying?
Well, basically, I was having the chat with a girl I've recently started seeing, and she turned around to me and said, all she wants for Christmas is me.
Did she sing it to you?
No, it was in a text.
Okay. She wasn't wearing a sexy Santa suit then.
Right.
No.
Can I just say, I know there's a song about it, but do not fall into that trap, okay? She says all I want for Christmas is you, she still wants a present. Am I right, Becky?
Yes, I made this mistake when I was about 17, and my boyfriend at the time said to me, what do you want for your birthday? And I went, oh, nothing, it's fine. And then he turned up, and he didn't have anything, and he went, but you said you didn't want anything. I was like, well, that doesn't mean that I didn't want anything. That means, of course, I want a present.
That's the way girls work, see?
I did learn since then. I've always given a massive long list.
Yeah.
I'm a bit thrifty, though. That's the thing. I'm a bit tight.
No, you need to get her a present. It doesn't matter what it is, because even though she said it to you, she doesn't mean that.
Well, can you block me a freebie, then?
No. But what you could do, if you're trying to money save at the moment, is wrap yourself in paper.
I'll do my best.
Oh.
There's even a song about it. Right, I'll let you go. Listen to this song, right, and see if this inspires you. This is a budget way of saying Merry Christmas, I think you'll find.
I might just wrap myself in paper for you, baby.
This is the last time I'll play this ever, I promise. Or maybe not.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.